Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go, the first of the month, first of the year. It's 2nd of January, 2018. Oh my God, that sounds like it's going to get difficult to get used to. Early days still. I hope you guys are kicking in, getting the day started well. And wish you guys a very happy new year. 2nd of January. You guys are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Let's get started with what's happening around the world. Venezuela raises its minimum wage. Donald Trump says he's cutting off Pakistan. No India-Pakistan series till Pakistan stops terrorism, says Sushma Swaraj. Iranian protests have killed 12 more people. And Vishwanathan Anand wins a bronze medal at a World Blitz Chess Championship. No surprises for guessing who won the gold medal. We'll discuss that soon. First piece of news is Venezuela, the oil-rich country, is raising its minimum wage. Despite fears of more crippling inflation, the nation's citizens will now earn roughly 800,000 bolivars a month. Bolivar is, by the way, the official currency of Venezuela. And now that is worth less than $10 on black market indexes. Amid mass protests, skyrocketing prices and falling oil prices, widespread poverty is expected to get even worse. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro blames the US for the situation. More dead in Iran protests. At least 12 people have lost their lives as violence escalates in protests against Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Hundreds have been arrested so far, with 10 dying overnight as the crisis stretched into its fifth day. And government forces clashed against citizens in open combat. So the scene is pretty terrible, almost like a civil war, not within the citizen groups, but against the government. The protests have put pressure on the clerical leaders in power since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. President Hassan Rouhani made a televised call for calm on Sunday, saying Iranians had the right to criticize but not cause unrest. Protests are mostly against economic hardships, alleged corruption in the country. Some of the anger was directed at Ali Khamenei, breaking a taboo surrounding the man who has been the supreme leader of Iran since 1989. Donald Trump, of course, he's going to make it to the news. He says he's cutting off Pakistan. The US president claims that America was foolish to give Islamic Republic more than $33 billion over 15 years while getting nothing but lies and deceit in return. A National Security Council official confirmed that $255 million in foreign aid is being withheld as the White House considers its next move. Pakistan's foreign minister responded to Donald Trump's tweet by saying, "We will respond to President Trump's tweet shortly, inshallah. We'll let the world know the truth, difference between facts and fiction." Speaking about Pakistan, India and Pakistan will not play cricket till Pakistan stops terrorism, says Sushma Swaraj. Ruling out the possibility of cricket series between India and Pakistan, Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj said the high number of cross-border violations by Pakistan does not set a conducive atmosphere for the sporting engagement. Swaraj was speaking at a meeting of a parliamentary committee on external affairs, pointed out over 800 cross-border violations by Pakistan in recent times. Last piece of the news is Vishwanathan Anand wins bronze at the World Blitz Chess Championship. Indian chess champion Vishwanathan Anand clinched a bronze medal at the World Blitz Chess Championship in Riyadh on Saturday. The bronze medal follows Anand's gold-winning performance in the World Rapid Chess Championship a couple of days back. Classical world champion Magnus Carlsen won the tournament, while Russian Grandmaster Sergey finished second in the tournament. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. First for the year, first for the week. You guys have a great morning, great 2nd of January, and a great start to the year. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. In the background, I'm leaving you with Last Summer by Ixon. Oh,